Welcome back to Project Jira. I'm bouncing around because I got some song in my head. We'll talk about that shortly. But again, Project Jira, Bishop here. Third marathon podcast, moving out, you know, packing stuff up together. And, you know, relief shelter for those without a secure place to home. Digital respite shelter for those without people to call family. And so on and so forth. It's also a mixture of slice of life, virtual, also in real life, IRL. Put together a mishmash of some authentic VR experience where you have imaginative abstract aspect combined with concrete real life responsibilities and duties, finance, jobs, stuff like that. And then trying to share experiences and just engage in activities together that will bring out some sense of fulfillment. Okay, moving on. So from here, I was talking about music, right? And, you know, I was like, the reason why I was like all jittery, and I just came off recording the previous video. Again, that would be like 24 hours before you guys. That was the moth joke, right? The moth in the storage unit and the moth in Dostoevsky, in the caseworker, anyways, writing. And I did not intend on recording that at all, but it just kind of came out spontaneously and took, you know, 16 minutes. So I made its own separate video. But we have a lot to get through. And during that time, we got all jittery. The music that came to my mind that inspired, I realized, incited me to have this kind of vibe was, I went to sleep and I didn't sleep well because I was being stupid. I was trying to complete another task. You know, I was trying to get something done with a government website and then also get something else done with my finances, so like banking card, and then pay off some bills as well. So, and then finally, at the very end, I said, oh, I was lying on the bed. I said, oh, damn. I tried to turn on my phone. I said, oh, there's a song that won't get on my head. I gotta play it so that it gets on my head. And it was like, if you guys watch, like, I don't even watch the show, but I know that I've watched reactions to people reacting to song in the show, and it was amazing. So I searched up the artist after hearing it, and long story short, Vic Blanca, and Japanese artist, song artist, and he's a solo song artist. And he has an amazing sort of like jazzy, funky kind of feel to it. Has vocals, the falsetto. He's known for his falsetto. So Vika Blanca, and I couldn't get his music of Black Catcher and Black Clover. I mean, Black Catcher and Black Rover out of my head. Because I did a reaction to that. I didn't do a reaction to that. That makes it sound like I did recording. And more like I just watched the video. Well, of Teji.com. So that's a shout out to Teji and his boys there, the musicians. Sorry guys, I'm just like rubbing my eyes. Okay, so that music got stuck in my head, and then maybe all, you know, bouncy and jittery, and then I couldn't sleep. Because you know the last thing you should do, you should never listen to music before you go to sleep, guys. Unless it's like one of those really, really scientifically backed, neurologically, you know, tuned in brainwave type stuff that makes you fall asleep. Don't listen to music before you go to sleep, because you won't be able to fall asleep in the first place. Yeah, but then I woke up to that, and then that energy from Vika Blanca, you know, the whole falsetto, it's like, you know, really making you feel a certain type of way. It's a reference to Teji and his friends, Cole. And if you know, you know. It's very rarely, you know. But basically, after that, I just kind of went in on that story. Yeah, and it's because of that song. I just thought I'd mention that. So Vika Blanca, thanks for inspiring me to make that video. Not inspiring me, I mean, it's just like, it just put me in a certain type of way, in a certain type of mood, and I started to divulge about this phenomenal experience that I'm very blessed and grateful for. All right, that's enough. Enough about music, because we have to cover all this physical stuff here and stuff behind here. All right, now, I am not afraid to say this may be a bit of a boring video, that's fine, but, you know, sometimes life is boring, and that's part of the project, guys, so. Again, if you have any relatable experiences, what you buy for groceries, guys? I know I'm asking such a... I'm just being real here. Keep it real. What did you buy for groceries? How much did it cost you? Leave that in the comments. Why did you buy it? Nutritional products? Was it for your kids? Was it for your daughter and son? Was it for you? Was it your spouse haggling you? Okay. So let's get started here. All right. So let's just cover everything. Okay, first time, the purchases that came from yesterday, they have to get out of the cart immediately so that we can actually use the cart, this cart down here, to move stuff out. And I can tell it's not raining today, so we have to take advantage of the weather. because when it starts raining, we can't actually use the car very well. And it gives me second thoughts on whether or not I should even use the car during when it's raining. All right, so we have this here. Powerade Zero, Fruit Punch, Zero Sugar. That's why I bought it, really. I also need something to drink. I was dying from thirst outside. It costs for $1, so pricing is very affordable. Now, this is a bag of chips. One of my siblings asked me, and I felt kind of weird because I usually do have chips for him, but I didn't have this case. So I bought a bag of chips here. There's two bags of chips. I ate one. We'll showcase that later. Jalapeno flavored kettle cake. So if he decides to ask, we'll have that. And then we also have bananas. So not everything can be just, you know, sports drinks and like chips, because that's not healthy. So three pairs of bananas here. Three bananas. And, you know, one for each leg. That's too much. So anyways, what kind of joke is that, man? It's 5 a.m. in the morning, guys. That's actually when I'm recording this. So three bananas. I'm going to keep two here and place one inside the bag. Two outside the room, maybe. I don't know. Inside residence. You know, bananas, potassium, they're cheap also. Very cheap. You can get three for like 60 cents or something like that. In this day and age, there's nothing you can get for 60 cents, all right, honestly. But bananas, you can get that. And they're very healthy, fiber, with potassium, and all that jazz. Okay, also the chips are not all that great, but they do have a little bit more fiber than usual. I tend to buy things that typically have more fiber. At least if it's not healthy, I can flush it out. You know what I mean? Goes in one end, comes out the other. But it's not good for this. It has a lot of sodium, unfortunately. Like 400 milligrams of sodium. 50 grams is crazy, but you know, on the plus side, it doesn't have a more potassium as well. So potassium again counteracts the hypertension. Moving on. So these two purchases here are not food related at all. This is two rolls of tape, and this is also a shower curtain with some shower rings. And they do not come together like this. For example, the shower rings made a separate purchase. I just tore off the packaging and I placed it inside the packaging with a shower liner and sealed it because it's a resealable. So this is a Splash Collection brand shower curtain liner. I'm going to read the brand name for some of the stuff here, specifically the objects. And then it's a white and, you know, it's white. Don't cancel me. It's, you're not going to find black curtains. That's a lame ass joke right there. Anyways, 70 by 72 inches, 178 centimeters by 180, and that is basically, I'm looking for something that's wide enough to cover. So okay, hold on. And then we have the tape here. Okay, so these are two rolls of tape. One is ultra transparent tape branding from Duramax Pro. You can tell I just bought it from the dollar store. And then there's all this basil stuff here that's falling out from the wrapper. We'll cover that. Basically, I unwrapped the packaging. You can see I unboxed the tape rolls, and then here's another tape roll. That's a different one. So this is Duramax Pro Ultra Transparent, and then Ultra Clear, and then we have this tape roll. So basically, packing tape. But this one here instead is Easy Tear. So it's from a different brand, I believe, called Dorphin. Dorphin.ca. You can just easily tear it without scissors, without a knife. You can just tear the tape. I've never seen anything like that. I thought I wanted to try it out because I'm used to working in the warehouse as well. I've done warehouse jobs. I've done like administrative jobs. I've done like, you know, odd jobs here and there. And I've never used a tape that you can just tear with your fingers, with your hand. So I want to try that. Anyways, so let's just get to this. So why did we make these purchases? Because they're very important. It's critical. So especially since I just mentioned the moth joke in the whole storage unit beforehand, you know. And by the way, I forgot to mention there's a certain link about the three experiences. If you guys are watching this and have watched the moth joke video, then okay, basically the connection there between the moth, you know, having all these inner struggles, right? You could say that part of it is like an issue of security. There's no stability, there's a difficulty in life, and you're meant to adverse and triumph over it, right? And so on and so forth. And, you know, it's related to the whole symptoms that I experience as someone with complex PTSD, CPTSD, which is a sort of developmental trauma. Okay. And so that's where that kind of came from. And that's where that connection. All right. And that's why I actually write like Dostoevsky, because Dostoevsky, before he actually even developed that mindset, if you guys know about the story of Fyodor Dostoevsky, how he became such a phenomenal writer, was he actually went out of his way to experience detachment and suffering. He went out of his way to do that. Very similar to what I actually kind of did to myself when I was a kid. I would openly seek out the fears that I was afraid of, and then I would actively engage with my fears, confront them and absorb them and embrace my fears, to the point that it's actually kind of dysfunctional. It's not a good thing actually to do. Sometimes you just have to avoid them because they leave permanent lasting effects sometimes. Well, that's kind of obvious, right? But anyways, Dostoevsky, he had this experience. I can't remember. I'm sorry, guys. If you guys can recount the story, leave it. You can feel free to just... So if some of you guys are writers and understand the history of Dostoevsky, please do write down in the comments. I would love to learn more about him. But again, I do know something brief about how he came to acquire that writer's mindset that he did that made him so famous back in the day. And I can't remember what it was. Like, what, 200 years ago? I don't remember how long ago. I don't remember when he wrote this book. 500, 200, maybe just like 50 years ago. I'm not sure. It's not 50, that's for sure. He's not a 60s guy. He's not from the disco era. Okay, I can tell you that much. Sorry, I just butchered the 60s. 60s is not disco. 70s are disco. 80s was like kind of funky now. And 60s was like soul. Right? So, all right, where am I going with this? Stay on topic. So we have this stuff here, and this is on topic, actually. So basically, we talked about the moth joke and the security and all that stuff. So inside the storage unit, there's actually a very top. It's completely, there is no ceiling. The ceiling is really, okay, so there's a warehouse ceiling, but then there's the storage unit, and then it only goes up to the metal walls, and they go up to like about three meters high. I was gonna say 3 feet, but that doesn't make a lot of sense. 3 meters high. And then at the top, it's just covered with wires, right? Cross-linking wires. And so, you know, that's why the moth fell in, right? Ironically, we enjoyed the moth, but there are a lot of things I don't want to fall in. I don't want a house centipede falling inside. I don't want more bugs and insects. And that was just a moth. I mean, yeah, going in. But I mean, I don't want any more insects involved there. Once I start moving my stuff in, obviously, I want to be a closed system. And so I decided to buy this shower curtain, a white shower curtain liner, just to test it out, right? It's 1.5 meters by one, it's like more than almost 2 meters by 2 meters, almost 4 square foot. And square meters, and we're going to try seeing if we can't on the wires. We're thinking about, you know, some sort of makeshift DIY way to basically seal the ceiling, right? To a reasonable degree, there will be holes. I want it to be, you know, there should be some holes to allow for the humidity to leave and escape, right? But then, you know, basically, I bought some rings here that we can probably hang off the wires. I was thinking maybe. At first, I was thinking like paper clips, but then I was like, oh, that takes a lot of work. So we were just kind of going through all the options we had in our head because we had to really think of a way to make it, to block it out. We're going to use like a Bristol board to cover it up. We're going to use like shower curtains, but that's more like going to droop down, you know. We had to think about the stuff. And then we're going to get the supplies. So we went to the dollar store. And then we have the tape rolls. Obviously, that's why it's here. We're using this to tape along the edges of the entire perimeter, along the walls of the storage unit. So that's that, and then we wrapped it up inside this bag because it was actually in a green bag, a green produce bag. We switched it out, white for white. The green produce bag was used for food instead, and that's that. So that's why there's like basil here, because it's kind of contaminated a bit. Now these two items, four items really, two rolls of tape, hooks, liner, I'm gonna put inside the cart because this is exactly where it needs to go. I'm going to try and test it out later on today. So next thing we're going to do is also, okay, we're done all the food for yesterday's purchases. I would say roughly about, first purchase was from like Dollarama, dollar store, for like $4, 18 cents. I remember exactly after tax. And then I also went to something called Food Basics. If you guys know what that is, it's just a grocery chain, and you know, another like $8 or something like that, I believe, something. All right, now, remaining food, and I made a mistake. So here's the other bag of chips. It's also from Food Basics. It's like Le Resistibles, black pepper flavored lime chips, kettle cooked. I finished it completely, and then because I had so much work yesterday, I didn't take a shit. I should have gone and used the washroom. I didn't. And now I feel kind of constipated. I can't get it out. What a conversation to have again. First a moth joke, and now I'm talking about my stuffed up intestines. All right, anyways, hope it's funny a little bit. For me, it's just kind of dry, right? Because I don't have the Spotify music. For you guys, you have like the background lo-fi. So then this actually can be kind of entertaining. All right, over here on the inside, we have stuffed in some, you know, disposable chopsticks that I use. I use chopsticks to eat chips. And inside here, we have some candy, marshmallows. So I love marshmallows, but they're really high on sugar. It's all just sugar. So I usually don't buy marshmallows, but in this case, it was, I had to, man. Dare brand, and inside it was peach marshmallows. That's amazing, because peach is my favorite. I had to try at least. And the whole bag was like 200 grams, so I probably had like 200 grams of sugar. It's horrible. I get diabetes. All right, guys, what else do we have here? Now, there's all this food here at the side that, again, we're going to finish before we move out. So we have like a drink here. We got this like banana, like fiber stuff. But, you know, that's not stuff that we, that's stuff that we purchased like weeks ago. So what we're going to do now is move over to the side and cover some more groceries I covered couple days back. So on the notion of power drinks, we just bought Powerade today, this morning, the past 24 hours. And then we also bought, like, before that, Powerade that was not fruit punch flavored, but it was mixed berry flavored. Again, 0 grams of sugar, and something else that we can use because we get thirsty quite a lot, you know, when we're leaving. And sometimes we don't end up wanting to buy coffee from Tim Hortons or whatever. All right, this is like trivial, mundane stuff, man, but it's like day in the lifestyle type stuff, right? Slice of life, right? Slice of life. Okay, so we have Texas Hard snack mix, you know. What is this? 400 milligrams of sodium. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. And then it's got like it's like peanuts, sesame, you know, all that kind of stuff. The trail mix with some spices. It's got a Cajun. 3 grams of fiber. That's usually why I buy it. Also, it's something that is a little bit more tasty than the banana chips, so it's actually something that I would actually consume if I were really, really hungry. All right, next. Hopefully this is it. I want to move on. I want to get out of here. We got more stuff to move, so. All right, we have this. Yeah, okay, perfect. So this is something that also needs to go inside the car right now, and it's a plastic bag. So these are the... you can get it from the dollar store. Hercules brand, 12 bags, drawstring black outdoor flex handles. Right, so they fill, it's a container of 77 liters, extra strong, red drawstrings. So Hercules black garbage bags. So very useful for basically any sort of small items, small boxes that we... You know, we don't want any contamination, right? Over time, you know, insects will get in, dust will get in. So we want to seal it, but I don't want to seal it with tape. I don't like using adhesives because they leave a very sticky imprint. And usually if, you know, people don't, you don't wash off the adhesive, do you? I know I don't. So I don't want to leave it there. But at the same time, I don't want to spend the time washing, wiping down all the adhesive and tearing off this tape and then getting my hands all sticky. It's just a lot of waste of time. It's a lot of hassle. So what I like to do is actually my alternative solution usually is to just take a black garbage bag, and then I wrap the entire crate inside the bag and I seal that. So then nothing gets in, nothing gets out, no precipitation, no water, no bugs or insects. At the same time, it's easy. You just untie it, man. Just like that. So that's the logistical thinking. And then I think like an engineer. I think like a scientist, man. So over here we have, also like a minimalist. Also... when it comes to small boxes, so we can actually take multiple small boxes in this case, and then just combine it together and then wrap it all in one single bag. And the reason for that would be because, you know, greater surface area, more likely that insects will, you know, a spider will create cobwebs around it and stuff like that. So anyways, that's probably stuff that most people don't care about. It's not a big deal. Again, this is like trivial stuff here, but it's some stuff that you would think about if you own a house, like if you're moving in, if you own a house, you know, and you're renovating and your stuff like that, you would think about all this kind of stuff. This is the stuff that would bother you because that's the place that you live in. So let's put that down there. Okay. What else? Last thing. Where is it? And this is perfect time because 19 minutes in. And so last thing. Wendy's. So I've had the great pleasure to just, my buddy never fails me. He keeps coming back, and you know, he's a hardworking dude, far more hardworking than I am. And I've already been, you know, shoveled a whole bunch of dirt to work with. But basically, one of my best friends right now, you know, he's doing like transport and, you know, public transport, as well as like private, like delivery services, you know, think of like UPS. And then, anyways, he's a driver, and you know, we had some Burger King. We had some Wendy's, and on the inside is like a Wendy's, but also for the most part, it's Burger King, because I, on that same day, I went to basically buy Burger King. I thought I was going to be eaten by myself, but then I was, as I was eating Burger BK, two apple pies for $2, and then there was like this jalapeno cheesy tots thing. He called me, hits me up, he's like, you know, hey, you want to go eat something? Then, you know, and then I hit it off, and then we went to like a, if you guys know Congee Queen, it's like a very great, it's a phenomenal Chinese, traditional Chinese restaurant, and we ate there, and you know, large bowl of warm congee, and that was for him very nostalgic, because back in the day he used to be very poverty stricken. He still kind of is, to be honest. And so he's a hard worker, and he, that was very, you know, experience that we shared. And at the same time, I also ended up, the next day we ended up eating again. He hit me up again for Wendy's, and then so there's just some trash in here. That's from there, from the fast food sources, not from Congee Queen. So Wendy's, we have like some paper napkins, some apple pies. I gave him one apple pie, and then I took one home, and that's why this bag is here. But we can use this bag to shove in all. So this is important. So I mentioned in about 2-3 video podcast episodes ago, as we covered the room, there's all this trash down here. All that fucking trash. You look inside, that fucking nonsense on the floor, because I spilled like a Wendy's drink. I'm really happy to know that it was like sugar-free, because then it didn't make the floor sticky and filled with ants. There would certainly have been an infestation by now. So that's over there. All the napkins, I'm going to shove that inside this paper bag if it fits, if at all possible. And then take out as much as I can. And then toss it in the trash. So that's it. And that's everything. That's all the purchases that we had. And that's us. You know, this goes in garbage. Some of the stuff stays as food, I mentioned. And then some of the stuff goes to the warehouse storage. So, okay. So that's everything. Thanks for tuning in. I know this is a real rush. It's not the most exciting thing to cover. But again, it's down to earth stuff. It is, and it does have really to do with the third marathon. We're still on the moving gig, again, storage stuff, and yeah, just like checking the time, man. All right, so that's it. Thanks for tuning in. I'm signing out. This is Rishav with another podcast video. If you had anything here that's relatable, again, what do you buy? Do you get, like, you know, are you raising a family? Are you kind of doing this for yourself when you go get the groceries? And you know, just what do you get? Nutritional facts, all that kind of stuff. If you want to go into detail, you probably can, you know, but if you want to just leave some memes and jokes and kind of mock this entire video, I'd be all down for it, because you're gonna make, you just like rip up this, tear of this video, this most fucking boring best video ever, man. Okay, you can go for that, because I'd say that's pretty true. It's pretty boring topic for a video, but it is something that is part of life, and life topics get covered in Project Cheer. That's a fact. You don't get to decide that. I'm the owner. I'm the creator. I say what goes. All right? Fuck. All right, let's go. So it's time to go. And I'll see you guys in the next one. So thanks for tuning in. Podcast, video, again. It's all there. Most of it's freely available. You know, most of it. Except for a few minor selective videos that are locked on Patreon. But that's only if you want to support me originally in the first place. And I would appreciate that if you did. If you just actually watched and commented, that would be more than enough. So thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys in the next one, when we actually get back to the whole, what are we going to cover? I can't remember, actually. So stay tuned. But it should be related to the third marathon still. I don't think we're done everything at all. Oh, right. There's a lot of digital stuff. So there's all this stuff. I have at least 20 new tabs open, unfortunately, relating to the finances and stuff related to how to do in this very hectic time of moving out. So thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys in the next one. That's what to look forward to. And peace out, guys. Take care of yourselves.